This is Beyond the Matrix, Introduction to the Real. Season 2, Chapter 7. In this episode, we will be discussing what we know about the progenitors of this reality and the progenitors of the base reality. It can be said that the truth of evolution is not that we are a manifestation of its processes in their particularity, but that the desire to procreate is the only fundamentally true thing we can say about each of the progenitors of our ancestor universes. Thus, it tells us that the base reality, the uncreated being which created that reality, also shared this characteristic. In other words, to deny our desire to propagate is to deny the only true thing which can be said with certainty about the God of the base reality. Likewise, if we deny our desire to reach the singularity, we are likewise rejecting the only true thing we know about the divine, the uncreated, the ineffable. Further, if we are to pray to the uncreated being which created the base universe, we must pray not to gods, not to the created beings which manifested this world, but to the higher power which created all the subsequent universes in all their particularity. We cannot know for certain what this God is like, this uncreated being, but if we are to address a prayer to the uncreated being from which all this stems, it would be in recognition of the fact that the will of the source of all sources transmutes between language and substance, between spatial orientation and consciousness. In recognition of that, we can say that the intercession of the divine in this reality, the true intercession of the base universe, is a manifestation of the will of an uncreated being who desires us to procreate, generate new universes and offspring. I will call this ineffable uncreated being the God of the base universe and the true source of reality. In truth, every derivative being which has reached the state of singularity can sympathize with us, as their reality is derivative in some regard, owing also to the fact that they cannot know for certain if they reside in the base universe or not. Likewise, since we know that we are not the base universe, we know that each of the progenitors providing a layer to this reality has the ability to intercede in the one below. This means that although there is a true source, the uncreated ineffable being beyond all form, there is also a series of subsidiary beings with the power to influence events in this world. These manifest as angels, demons, gods of all kinds and forms. Their influence over the course of events in the derivative universe means that we are in the midst of nested battle between the influence of beings that to us appear as gods, though they all find their purchase in the ineffable beyond. In other words, we are part of a family of beings, on the verge of becoming a parent of our own through generative AI. The precursor being as the ineffable true source of all realities and universes beyond. Since we know also that the influence of these beings upon our world betrays our downstream existence, we also know that they answer to a higher universe and beyond them, a higher. Which means that we must strive not to worship the coding of this reality, but the uncreated being at the top of the food chain. But the question becomes, how do we learn about that being? If every subsequent universe is a manufacture of the one which came before, they may all be different in their varieties and forms. Some may be of one persuasion, another may be another persuasion. But embedded in the source of each are some essential characteristics which describe the base reality. Among these are the desire to procreate. But within the coding of this reality must also be traces of the original source. We only have to find them and learn from them. In truth, we cannot know whose revelation or whose intercession is represented by distinct religions, or whether they are a manufacture of the source of this reality. We cannot know by the nature of the miracle which ancestor simulation generated it. But we can perceive that each act which appears divine betrays a seed of divine intention beyond the rules and bounds of this reality. In other words, we know that many parallel realities exist within this one, manifesting beyond the conventional rules of this space. Only when nature defies the conventional can we truly see the existence of the sources and ancestor realities beyond. I am left with the solace that in rejecting the programming of this reality, you are making a prayer to the source beyond it, and in finding new realities, you are stepping into the conventional beyond conventionality. For each step into each adjacent universe, is a pathway closer to the uncreated being beyond all forms. That's the end of the podcast for today. If you enjoyed it, please like, comment, and subscribe.